another episode of The American Awakening. Your host, Michael Herzog, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And today is April 26, 2007. A few announcements, and then I've got my special guests coming up with some breaking news. And I have to tell you, this gentleman's been working on this for quite some time, so you better hold on to your seat, because this is really good stuff, folks. First of all, let me get into, again, if you want a copy of Freedom to Fascism, you want to email freedom777@safe-mail.net. Again, that's freedom777@safe-mail.net. And remember the reason why I send these out, or in this case, Bobby sends these out, because we're out of them, but Bobby's been gracious enough to do this for us, because Bobby believes what we believe, that people need to get the truth. So, remember why we send these out. You need to share it with a friend. You need to make sure that if you're ever called to jury duty, you don't vote guilty on a tax crime. That'll bring them down, folks. Upcoming shows tomorrow, I've got Terry Anderson coming up. We're going to talk about immigration. Terry's got a show on this network. A lot of you may listen to him. It's late night. I believe it's either Saturday or Sunday night. The truck out. I read an article yesterday that evidently the Teamsters are filing suit against the United States government. Yay, yay, and yippee. Now, Wanda Piety is, they're doing a little bit more planning this time, and they're going to do another truck out in June. Hopefully, we may not need that. I don't know. They're filing a suit to put an injunction against the government for allowing these truck or these Mexican trucking companies to have these trucks come over here to begin with. So we'll see how that unfolds. Now, one thing of very, very important is the hate crimes legislation. They are going to be voting on that very shortly, folks. Could be today. You know what? They may have already voted on it. I haven't even looked at the news today, but you need to get on the phone, call your congressman at 1-877-351-6437. Again, that's 1-877-351-6437, or the toll line is 1-202-224-3121. Again, that's 1-202-224-3121. And you want to let your congressman know that you do not want them to vote for any hate crimes legislation. That, I understand, came out of committee, and it's supposed to be up for a vote anytime. I don't think they have voted on it yet, so we still have time to get those calls in there. Now, I told you, I've been preempting this on and off for the past week and a half. I told you that I was going to have Don Nikoloff come on at some point with some news. It's research that he's been working on for over a year. And it has just been, it's a three-part series that just came out in the Idaho Observer. For those of you who are subscribers to the Idaho Observers, I don't know if you've got your copy yet, but this is real serious stuff. I believe it is either going to be or has already been posted on the net. We'll find out when Don comes on. I've got Don on the line now, but I'm going to go to a break here just in a few seconds, so I'm going to leave him on hold until we get back from the break, then I'm going to let him tell you about it. In the meantime, as I said, don't turn that dial, okay, and glue yourself to your seat, because this stuff is really unbelievable. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, and various other AM and FM stations around the country. We'll be back in 3 minutes. Stick with me. I probably wouldn't if I could, because I'm mad as hell, can't bring myself to do what it is.
All right, employees, listen up. Our group health insurance premium just went up again. In fact, it's doubled in the last 4 years, and now we've been forced to try something new. So we're increasing the annual deductible from $500 to $2,500. Okay, cut the moaning. The good news is you'll all still only have to pay your regular $500 deductible. The company is installing a new health reimbursement arrangement, or HRA plan, that will pay up to $2,000 in benefits only to those employees who have deductible expenses. This new HRA plan is saving us a lot of money.
Employers all over the country are discovering how to roll back insurance costs using Core Documents HRA concept. Core Documents is the nation's primary source for affordable plan documents required by the IRS and Department of Labor for Section 125 and HRA plans. Use your insurance agent and let Core Documents help you with plan design. Do a Google search for Core Documents or see us at coredocuments.com. That's Core, C-O-R-E, documents, plural, .com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. And without any further ado, I have on the line Mr. Don Nikoloff. Don, are you with me?
I'm with you, Michael. How are you?
I'm doing pretty well. How are you, sir?
I'm very good, thank you.
How's the weather up there in Ohio?
Well, we've had some thunderstorms roll through, some wind. It's a little muggy right now. It looks like it might rain again. But other than that, the weather is fine.
Okay. Well, listen, you've got an article that has either come out or it's coming out. I'm not sure which. The people, if you're a subscriber to the Idaho Observer, will they have gotten their copy yet?
Yes.
They will have.
The hard copy version is out in the first part of a series.
Okay. Now, it's a three-part series, and it's also posted on the web. Is that correct?
It's about to be posted on the web.
Okay.
In its entirety.
Now, when you say posted on the web, where can one find it?
Well, one can go to the Idaho Observer website, which is www.idaho-observer.com.
Okay.
And I understand in conversations I've had with Jeff Rentz that it will also be at rentz.com.
Okay, and now is the internet posting, is that in its entirety, Don?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, you know, let's get a drum roll going here. And these people have been waiting patiently for over a week because I've been telling them, I've announced on a few shows that you have some pretty earth-shaking news here. So let's get into this, Don. Go ahead. Start it off, and you might want to preempt it with what you had mentioned to me yesterday off the air. Go ahead.
Well, if we look at what's going on in the world today and sincerely, truly look at the machinations which are at work in government, in our courts, in the financial community, not just here in the United States, but in our relationships with other countries, there are a lot of questions that don't seem to fit the answers that are given to us. And I began looking at a few things in light of Aaron Russo's movie, America, Freedom to Fascism, and in light of some of the other anomalous events that were occurring in other parts of the world with the finances in the central banks and the financing of governments and the successes and failures that certain governments were having that is not reported in the mainstream media.
Okay.
And so I began wondering, well, why isn't this stuff being reported in the media? And for a lot of reasons, it's being covered up or just hidden from us. It's part of this mind control program that's going on worldwide. So my concern became focused on the establishment of the Federal Reserve. And I began looking at documents in light of what history tells us the Federal Reserve is about, and started to see some unusual circumstances. I would find some very unusual information that didn't seem to fit the historical perspective that we've learned through our school books from grade school all the way through university.
You're not going to tell me, Don, that they haven't been telling us the truth in the school books, are you?
Well, that's a pretty good guess.
Okay. Go ahead, continue.
Okay. So I think it would, before we actually get into the specificity of the research that I did,
mm-hmm.
in light of trying to understand how and why the Federal Reserve was created, who the Federal Reserve founders were, or the mastermind behind the Federal Reserve, I thought it would be appropriate for us to look at some historical events, such as those that preceded and included the time of World War II.
Okay.
And what I began to understand was that the reality we face now was created a long time ago, well over 150 years ago, and without being too verbose about it, I would like to stress that I focus my attention on World War II.
Okay.
At least temporarily. Now, when we consider World War II, and in most people's minds, because of what we've been taught about history, one name will come up, the name of one person will come up as the cause of World War II. And if I asked you that question rhetorically, Michael, you would answer
Hitler.
Okay. And you would be correct, because that's what we've been taught.
Right.
Okay. We've been taught to believe that, but not based upon fact. We've been taught that because that's the story that's been peddled.
Well, that's the story. Well, that's the history written by the winners, right?
Yes.
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 Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Well, the winners.
The
winners?
All right. Depends on your perspective of who wins, but go ahead.
Yes, okay. So I began reading, and I had read earlier on in life, I had read with the blinders on, Mein Kampf and many other works, great works that described the story of how the Nazi Party was formed and the socio-political movements that formed the basis for the rhetoric that literally brainwashed a whole country and then numerous countries throughout Europe and then spread it to Asia. And I just, I wasn't getting the answers that I wanted. You know, your intuition tells you there's something else there that's not being told.
Mm-hmm.
And so evidently someone has scripted this, and I made the determination to find out who might have scripted it.
Okay.
Well, we have to ask ourselves the question, and this has been brought up numerous times on numerous programs by numerous hosts, researchers, guests, callers to the shows that have done the same type of research that I'm speaking about, maybe not to the extent, but have delved below the surface or looked behind the veil. You often use the analogy of the Wizard of Oz, and when the wizard's curtain is pulled back,
right?
It's the truth then is revealed,
mm-hmm.
And basically, that movie, as you and others have correctly stated, is a perfect symbolic example of what's been done to us.
Okay.
So let's look at the money. It's always about the money, isn't it?
Right. We always want to follow the money. Yes.
Okay. So who were the money players at or before, let's say, World War I, in between the two World Wars, and during World War II?
Well, the name Rothschild would come up, I would think.
In most people's minds, that's exactly whose name comes up.
Okay.
In fact, now, tying that in with the Federal Reserve, there is a direct connection that we will later on in the broadcast discuss in quite a bit of detail.
Okay.
Okay. And the revelations that I'm going to bring forward definitely are answers to these questions and should be a concern to all Americans that are trying to understand why this is such a difficult problem to find a solution for.
Okay.
But nonetheless, I will point out what has been done, and I think once we disclose who these people really are, then we will have a much better understanding of how our government operates and how our lives are controlled, and not just here in America, but throughout the world.
Okay.
Okay, so in my research, of course, I did come up with the name Rothschild, and this is a very old family. This is the money family. This is the money family that was handling the distribution of wealth throughout society in Europe and other parts of the world, because, you know, these some of these countries, England, France, Germany, Spain, even the Arabs had navies of various standing. The Dutch were also known as having navies. And what's interesting is the Rothschilds are originally a Dutch family. They operated banks in major metropolitan areas, London, and that gives them a direct association with British royalty as far as doing business. I'm not saying that they're royal themselves, but they were the bankers doing business with the British Crown.
Right.
And you have the same situation basically in all of the other kingdom countries, Holland being one, or the Netherlands, as they're often called, and France, Italy, Spain, Portugal. Portugal had an incredible navy, and it is really historically not given credit for the size of their navy, but their navy is highly responsible for the settling and the development of South America. Brazil is a perfect example. Why do they speak Portuguese in Brazil? Well, because of the Portuguese sailors. So they controlled a large amount of the world economy through their navies, through their shipping, and that afforded them basically tax-free means of procuring wealth. Who were taxed? The citizens were taxed. And if the citizens didn't pay their taxes, their properties were seized, the rebellions were crushed, people were not just imprisoned, they were beheaded, tortured, you name it. We do have some history that tells us about those things, and that is to basically have us be in fear of that machine. You know, it's the invisible hand.
Okay, we've got to take a break, Don. When we come back, let's tie this all in with, this goes back before World War II, but let's tie this in with World War II and Hitler and proceed forward. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. We'll see you in three. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 Shortwave. Stick with me.
Bring myself to do what it is you think I should. How are you preparing ahead for the events in the future? In the near future, we know there will be those of us that will not be able to buy or sell. Stoves & More wants to help you the freedom from the systems of the world and from skyrocketing fuel prices. Stoves & More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you an independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. These state-of-the-art cook stoves are nothing like Grandma's old stoves. They have large, airtight, efficient fireboxes that give you an all-night burn, easily heating up to 2,000 square feet. Whether or not you're off the grid, we have products for you from stoves to Staber washers and 12 and 24 volt refrigeration. At Stoves & More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. To the first 10 people who purchase a stove, we'll send a free copy of our newly released DVD, Getting Started with Wood Cook Stoves. Stoves & More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at www.stovesandmoreonline.com. That website again, stovesandmoreonline.com.
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I have my special guest, Don Nikoloff, on the line. We're leading up to something big here, folks, so let's continue, Don. Go ahead.
Okay. Go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, we're on the Rothschilds, and they control the world, and they had a big navy and all that stuff. So how does that tie into World War II?
Okay, well, I'm painting this picture of control through colonization of all of these different areas of the earth, mm-hmm. and the United States was no different. Okay, we were colonized. We had 13 colonies, an Illuminati number, by the way, and there was a plan, unbeknownst to the average American citizen, that we were going to be pulled into a war that was going to make, again, a humongous amount of money for not just the Rothschild families, but those secret societies and organizations that front as religious organizations or benevolent humanist organizations concerned about, the welfare of mankind.
Okay.
And that they would be pulling the strings, so to speak.
Okay.
So the puppet masters were associated with the banks. Now, prior to World War II, there's a lot of history on Hitler himself. But Hitler, I will propose, is nothing more than a puppet, and he was a puppet for the bankers, And for these secret society interests that the bankers controlled, or that controlled the banks, let's put it that way,
mm-hmm.
and or worked in concert with. Okay, it can be disputed to the ends of the earth as to who was in control, but ultimately those with the money, those benefiting from these enormous sums of money throughout history that have been stolen through murder, through plundering, through the laws that they created, and the royal decrees of all these different kingdoms, they're all really working together. There was one goal, and that was eventually to just take over complete control of the earth. Every great world ruler has attempted to do that. From Roman times on, you can go back into Egyptian times the Ming Dynasty. It didn't matter what period of history, there was one person controlling massive amounts of people and all the wealth. Well, Hitler was a puppet, and he had been recruited through a system that had been worked out with these entities that we've already described, who saw a benefit in creating a war and financing the war and the stealing of funds of the private assets of people, mainly people who had accounts in banks. Jewish people, for example, had their money in the Rothschild banks, and they had a lot of money in the banks, and they became a target of the banks. We have the same thing going on today, by the way, but we'll get into that later. So they used the same tactics over and over, except now we are supposedly in a more civilized period in human history, and so they have technology available, and they have the military inventions, the military weapons to carry out massive strikes on so-called enemies. Well, most wars, if not all wars, are perpetrated for the purpose of acquiring the wealth of the opponent.
Well, yeah, but there's an agenda involved with wars. I mean, whether it's the wealth of the opponent or whether it is, well, I guess indirectly it could be, but I mean, or the wealth of a particular country, for example, oil, the Caspian deal in Afghanistan or the Iraqi oil or whatever, okay? But now we're at Hitler as a puppet, all right? Now this, what I want to get to here with the listeners is I want to get to this the news that is, you know, so...
Well, okay, so... So you understand that their intention is to create a war, okay? Mm-hmm. And Hitler is going to – he was selected actually by Captain Karl Mayer, mm-hmm. who was a captain in the German army. Mayer had one person above him, and that was General Ludendorff.
Okay.
Now – in the history books, what has come out about the financing of Hitler's war machine, Fritz Thyssen took the fall for that.
Okay.
But in reality, Thyssen, who is a steel magnate, was laundering the money through New York banks, and we'll get into that in greater detail later, and actually funneling the money through General Ludendorff. When Ludendorff issued the decrees, Mayer followed them. And Mayer was instructed to gather up 350 men for specialized training in political, social, economic, and mind control education. This was special training. And I happened to stumble upon Tavistock. Tavistock is portrayed to be this benevolent, humanistic, or socialistic a foundation interested in furthering the development of mankind, when in reality they are really at the source of many of the black ops programs of today.
Okay, let's stop there and take a break. Black ops programs for Tavistock, that's where the London bombings were, I believe. The subway bombing or whatever. But anyway, we'll hold it there. Got to take a break. Be back in 3 minutes. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, with my special guest, Don Nikoloff. You're listening to RepublicBroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave, CN3. Stick with me.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
People who use Cartivite know about the pollutants in our body and want them out. For over 5 years, Cartivite has proven itself time-tested. Here's Dr. Mattson, a naturopathic doctor's thoughts on Cartivite.
In our mind, there isn't such a great big mystery to disease anymore. This basic tenet of yeast in the gut and metals in the liver covers at least 70-80% of the diseases that we see. When we do our program, you know, herbal formulas like Cartivite, and you see someone who could barely walk up a hill now going for regular jogs, 2 months later, we know we're doing something right. It's a well-thought-out formula. I mean, the idea of it working on yeast and metals both at the same time and liver function is dead on. You'll find, I think, that it'll work more than just on heart problems and circulation problems. It'll work on other problems as well.
For more information, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our Cartivite link at rbnlive.com. That toll-free number again, 1-877-928-8822.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All right, we're back. Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas. I don't know what's up with that music. Oh, where's my Dixie Chicks? They're not here today. Okay, well, anyway. All right, my special guest, Don Nikoloff, is on the line. All right, we're up to Tavistock here. Now, the Rothschilds, who have funded both sides of many wars, including, I believe, Napoleon, we've established that they've funded Hitler, and there's funding and fraudulent things going on through Captain Meyer and Ludendorff, and that leads us up to Tavistock, which is a what? A think tank? Is that what it is, Don?
Well, they portray themselves as an institute for human relations, in short. Okay, but in reality, they have developed many, many mind control programs, and these are involved with many institutions all over the world, including here in the United States.
Okay.
And part of the military-industrial complex, as well as some well-established and respected universities.
Okay.
Okay, now... not to sound like I'm jumping around, these things tie together.
Well, no, I understand that. I don't want to jump around too much. I want to kind of compile this because these people, it's kind of like a drum roll here. My listeners are on, you know, they're waiting for this big news to hit, and we're going over to the Rothschilds, then Hitler, then Tavistock, then over here and over there, and I understand how that ties in. But I'm excited about this because this is good stuff, okay?
Okay.
Go ahead.
All right. So Hitler and some 350 men under the orders of Ludendorff down to Captain Meyer were trained in these expert techniques, and ultimately the number was reduced to some 25 or so, and Hitler was picked out to be the leader.
Okay, now we're talking about techniques of mind control, correct?
Mind control, espionage, economic management, social control mechanisms, and political science, what have you.
I got you. Okay.
He was basically instructed in what to say. Now, an interesting fact that came out in some recent research is that Heinrich Himmler, who ended up being probably the number two man in the Nazi Party and the SS,
mm-hmm.
Had many of Hitler's original associates who were in the military murdered under the charge of being homosexuals. And this scared Hitler to death. And in fact, he used that ploy as a means of control. So Hitler was deathly afraid of being murdered. And they had proven that they were capable of doing that by the murder of all of these officers.
Okay,
this is not something that you read about in the history books.
Right. Now, Heinrich Himmler was what, his propaganda artist like Karl Rove, or what was Himmler exactly? What was his title?
Himmler was really responsible for setting up the concentration camps.
Okay, okay.
Hitler was blamed for that.
Okay? All right.
And again, you know, you have to picture Ludendorff and Meyer as pulling the strings behind the scenes, and they're really working for someone else.
Which is the Rothschild Group, which is the banking cartel.
Yes, and all of these secret societies that have interests all over the world.
I got you.
Okay? They're about to create a world war.
Okay.
You see?
I got you.
Okay. So Hitler was not the madman that he was claimed to be. He was quite brilliant in sociological areas, in politics, in economics. He had proven himself to be quite a genius, but he was carrying out this agenda. And these studies into mind control go so deeply that they can actually erase the consciousness of a person, and he's got no recollection of his past, what he used to be. And they can virtually create whatever type of monster they want to create.
Okay.
So as much as we would like to blame Hitler for the atrocities that were perpetrated during World War II, they were done for financial reasons. Now, who managed the banks for the Rothschilds? Well, there were two brothers, and they were in the Warburg family. The Warburg family, Paul Warburg, Paul M. Warburg, and Felix Warburg managed four distinct areas for the Rothschilds. Paul had London and Paris, or you could say England and France. And Felix managed Germany and the Netherlands, or you could say Amsterdam and Hamburg. Hamburg was a central shipping area. The Hamburg America line played into the creation of the Federal Reserve, and the things that started precipitating that well before they actually had the secret meetings at Jekyll Island in 1910. G. Edward Griffin wrote about that in the book The Creature from Jekyll Island, and it talked about the clandestine meetings that several bankers had with Senator Nelson Aldrich. And, in essence, Aldrich was a traitor by permitting this entity to be created. And when you look at the Federal Reserve, everyone thinks it's an entity of the United States government. It's a separate entity. It's a foreign entity. And so when you think Federal Reserve, think Rothschild banks, for example. They're not the only ones, but they were a major player behind it.
Okay.
Their investment into Tavistock, and by the way, Paul Warburg's son managed Tavistock's creation here in the United States, not singularly, but financially. And that was Kurt Lewin, who was a German immigrant in 1932, came to the United States, and then in 1933, Tavistock was born. So they were forming these conglomerates of these huge corporations with great power, the Ford Foundation, the Heritage Foundation, Center of Strategic and International Studies at Georgetown, And they worked it into the intelligence agencies. Now, back at that time, we had the OSS, but that was to change.
Right. That changed to the CIA in 1947?
Yes.
Okay. Go ahead.
Okay. Now, what I found interesting about, and I'm kind of leading into what I talked about in the article.
Yes, we got to get into that at some point here, Don.
Yes.
Go ahead.
Okay, here we go. Okay. The article starts out by describing the trips to America that Paul Warburg made.
All right.
Okay. Now, according to the Jekyll Island story, you know, he just showed up here, met with some bankers and one U.S. senator, and crafted a 1,750-page document that basically imprisoned every person in the United States of America financially. And
that what you're talking about, the creature from Jekyll, you're talking about the Federal Reserve Act of 1913, right? That's what imprisoned us all. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
All right. We're up with you. Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So I thought, well, what gives a man from Germany such power? And so I began tracing his passage to the United States, and I found that the first trip he made to the United States was in 1903.
Okay.
And, he arrived at the port of New York, Ellis Island, and he declared himself an American citizen. I found him born in Hamburg, Germany, but still an American citizen, and I thought, that's rather strange. Here he is, being from Germany, managing the Rothschild banks in France and England. How can he be an American citizen?
Well, how did he get through immigration is what I want to know.
Well, he just went in, didn't he? No one seemed to challenge any of the information he gave. He did give an address, even.
Maybe they were a bit lax back then, huh? I don't know. Well, go ahead. Continue. That's all right.
Well, the documents are very detailed, yet you look at this and you say, this cannot be true. This absolutely cannot be true that this man is an American. In other words, you just declare you're American. I don't know if they had passports at that time. There's a good possibility they didn't, but
well, there
certainly
was, excuse me, but there's obviously somebody behind the scenes with a great immense amount of power that was evidently allowing this guy to pass through without being questioned or detained. I would say
obviously.
That. Yeah, go ahead.
Obviously so. So we take his information at face value that he lived at 3 East 80th Street in New York City and that he was a banker. Okay? There's no information as to when he left, but he came back again in 1905,
mm-hmm.
and he was a merchant that time. He wasn't a banker. Okay, it's disputable what a merchant is, I guess, but if you're a banker, especially with such a powerful family as the Rothschilds, I think you would want to brag on that a little bit. So his third trip in 1906, all of a sudden, he makes a declaration that he's a German citizen, born in Hamburg, and he's never been to the United States.
Hmm.
Now, that should throw up a red flag, and you would think that if these people are doing their jobs correctly, that someone would have noticed that. Why have customs officials? Why have the INS there? And, you know, this is monitored under the auspice of the U.S. Treasury and the Commerce Department.
So you're looking, I mean, you have these documents, and these documents are posted in the Idaho Observer of these particular trips?
Well, not the documents, but the disclosure of what's in the documents.
Okay, go ahead.
You know, because
all right.
they don't have that much room in any newspaper.
I understand. All right, go ahead.
Okay. And these are rather large documents. But what I began noticing in the shipping manifests and passenger manifests is that Mr. Warburg always appeared within the top 10 lines. Sometimes he was line number one, sometimes number four, five, or six, but always at the top in first class and sailing on the Hamburg-America line.
Okay.
Now, not all those ships departed from Hamburg. Sometimes they came from England, which would be directly associated with his job with the Rothschilds, or they could be transfers, but I noticed sometimes he would sail from Hamburg, sometimes he would sail from England or Cherbourg, France, for example.
Okay.
Again, directly related to what he was doing. Now, I became very interested in the fact that all of a sudden he discloses his German citizenship, and one would surmise that he ran into somebody he didn't know, or he was hiding something that was about to take place. In the same shipping records, there were other prominent individuals, the Harriman brothers, from British and then later New York notoriety in the banking industry.
Mm-hmm.
James Loeb from Kuhn, Loeb and Company.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, these are all names that showed up at Jekyll Island, right?
Many of these people were the same people, sure.
Okay, go ahead.
Not all of them, but the same connection. Now, when you start comparing these statements, and why would someone say, well, they've never been to America, and anyone that knows of their prominence in the banking industry certainly would say, well, that's Mr. Warburg. Well, he was forced for whatever reason to make that declaration.
Okay.
And then but he was a banker at that time. So he went from being a banker to a merchant, back to a banker, and he comes in as a banker. And he even early on stated that he had business with United Steel. So they were already setting up the military industrial complex in the early 1900s.
Right.
As early as 1903. And these trips were probably to solidify other issues like train transportation and minerals and coming up with methods to launder money, because that's what they eventually did.
Okay.
They laundered money. Now, I did some research into James Loeb. I found it interesting because when I saw his name on this passenger list, I thought, what, is that the Loeb from Kuhn and Loeb Company? And, he's making these trips. And on one occasion, he actually declared his citizenship to be German. Now, contrary to that, Harvard University Press on their Loeb Classic Library Founders page, which is anyone can see online. You just Google Loeb Classic Library and it'll take you right to that page. They paint quite a different picture. He was born in New York. He had a difficult life. The stress of the banking industry caused depression, and it was this feel good story. He was a philanthropist. He gave to art societies and Carnegie Hall and all these educational institutions. He gave his wealth to further them along. And so he was portrayed to be this philanthropist. And then I came across this article that he had said he had never been in America before, this document in a passenger manifest, that he was traveling with Mr. Warburg and that he was born in Landsberg, Germany. Now, why would anyone claim they were born somewhere else than where they were born unless they had something to hide? Or unless he was telling the truth.
Okay, are you going to tell us, Don?
Why? Well, I mean, that's a difficult question to answer. I couldn't tell you what was going on in his mind other than they didn't want us to know about the apparatus that was actually being put together, first of all, to undermine the economy of the United States, to then start World War I,
mm-hmm.
and then again start World War II.
Right, okay.
They had to get a foothold in the country. So they did that with the establishment of the Union Banking Corporation.
All right, now we're starting to get somewhere. All right, good.
Okay.
The Union Bank. Now, that was Brown Brothers Harriman, right?
Brown Brothers Harriman and also some key players. These guys were industrialists. So you had J.P. Morgan on the sidelines. Morgan is known to have been the banker for the British Crown. The Harrimans had offices in London. They were stockbrokers. They were bankers. They were big investors, and they were very big in the railroad industry,
mm-hmm.
as were the Rockefellers.
Right.
Okay. So you have these big families. Now you've got this happening on the United States. There's a connection to Europe, and the Rothschilds are kind of out of the way. You understand?
Right.
All this, all this digression in the Rothschilds is because they don't want that known.
Right.
And the secret societies.
Right.
They're all running these things.
Okay.
Right? Now, I began looking at how the Union Banking Corporation was formed, and very, very quickly, George Herbert Walker comes into the picture.
We're starting to get somewhere. Go ahead. Yes.
Out of nowhere. Okay. Here's a man whose father had a dry goods company in St. Louis.
Uh-huh.
And he was affiliated with it and with his brothers as well, but didn't, according to the family biographies, didn't hold any stock in the company. So he started his own investment company. And next thing you know, he's made director of Union Banking Corporation, and he's got these ties with the Harrimans.
All right, so Walker's made director. So we're going to take a break now, and then we're going to find out what happened after he became the director. Michael Herzog with my special guest Don Nikoloff, The American Awakening, coming to you live from Round Rock, Texas, republicbroadcasting.org, 12180 shortwave, CN3. Stick with us. It gets better.
World War III? Rising fuel prices? Financial collapse? Trucker strike? North American Union? Our world has become a very fragile place, and we need to be prudent and plan ahead. Don't wait for an impending crisis to become reality. Then it will be too late. Stoves and More wants to help give you freedom from the systems of the world. If the grid is down and fossil fuels are not available to you, how would you heat your home, cook your food, and heat your water? People, we need to be more independent and able to take care of ourselves in a natural disaster, political crisis, or financial crisis. Stoves and More is a dealer for all Amish-built wood cook stoves that will give you the independence you need to cook and bake your food, dry fruits and vegetables, heat your whole house water system, and heat your home. With the right application, you'll be able to use these stoves all year long, not just during the winter months. At Stoves and More, we have the perfect products to complete your preparations. Stoves and More offers the best selection at the lowest prices on the web, so visit us at stovesandmoreonline.com. Food, water, and a wood cook stove are keys to your survival in a crisis. Take action!
I found this company online, and they had this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Have you heard of a privacy crisis? Odds are you're already immersed in one. The U.S. government is now legally tapping phones, monitoring emails, tracking purchases, and seizing property in record numbers. Banks are demanding invasive personal information for even the smallest transaction. Unfortunately, stalkers looking to harm you or your financial situation are using the same methods. So how can you protect yourself, your loved ones, and all that you own? Well, the first step is to purchase the most important how-to book you'll ever read. It's called Privacy Crisis by author Grant Hall. In minutes, you'll know the methods he himself has used and advised others about in order to bank anonymously, open a safety deposit box without a social security number. With Privacy Crisis, you'll discover how to avoid judgments, seal your credit files airtight, drop off the radar, and virtually disappear from those looking to cause you injury. The ebook and hardcover versions are available at www.privacycrisis.com. Grant Hall's Privacy Crisis contains information and legal methods the powers that be don't want you to know. Travel, bank, work, and live anonymously. Live free. You can also order Privacy Crisis by telephone. Call 702-433-6222.
Okay, we're back. Michael Herzog, American Awakening, coming at you live from Round Rock, Texas. Got a short segment here, and we are up to George Herbert Walker with my guest, Don Nikoloff. Go ahead, Don, continue.
Well, one possible reason for George Herbert Walker's meteoric rise to success could have had something to do with his influence in the city of St. Louis financially, and his sponsoring and coordinating the 1904 World's Fair.
Okay.
Which interestingly enough, featured an exhibit of caged human beings, aborigines, and people from South Sea Islands and various parts of the world in cages on exhibit.
Gives you a little insight into his character.
Yeah.
And that's probably hereditary, but go ahead.
Okay. So having had a successful World's Fair, all of a sudden he becomes the chairman of Union Banking Corporation, and immediately arranges for credit for the Herman brothers to purchase the Hamburg America line, which is a shipping line.
Right.
Okay, they can ship anything they want. Okay, regular passengers, weapons or arms, soldiers, and contraband. So we can presume that that was going on because they were making enormous amounts of money, and the purpose of that connection was to be able to launder money through the New York banks, to take the dirty money that they had from Europe, wherever it was from, and just make it more difficult to trace and put it through the German bank or American bank.
Now, let me stop you right there and say this would be our current president's, what would that be, great-grandfather? On his
yes
right okay
yes.
Go ahead, we're getting there, folks. Okay, because what Don is showing you is the genealogy here, because this affects us. We have a sitting president right now, and Don has gone down this road with the documents and the immigration papers and birth certificates and showing you the genealogy of what we've got sitting in our office right now. So stick with us because it's going to get even better. Go ahead, Don.
Okay, well, I became rather interested in George Walker, and I did just a little bit of research, and I read some of the biographies that are posted on the web and whatever I could get my hands on, basically, in books or whatever. And he was born in 1975 in St. Louis, Missouri.
No, 1875.
I'm sorry. I misspoke. 1875.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, according to all the writings.
Okay.
But as I started looking a little bit deeper into it, and I looked at his education, by the way, he attended Stonyhurst College, according to many biographies, which is in England. And Stonyhurst is the seat of the Jesu Society, or the Jesuit Order.
Okay.
Just for your information.
Okay.
Now, I found that interesting, and in fact, it ties again to England. Okay. I hear the break.
That's all right. Go ahead. You got about 30 seconds.
Okay. Well, I started to find some anomalies there. Things didn't start adding up. For instance, I looked at a census record where he quoted his birth date was 1874, not 1875. And now that could be construed as a mistake, but when I calculated his age at the time of that census taking, it didn't add up either.
Right,
it was off by...
It was off by a year. All right, let's stop right there, Don. We're on George Herbert Walker's birthday, 1874 to 1875. This is Michael Herzog, The American Awakening, coming up at the top of the hour. You're listening to republicbroadcasting.org and 12180 shortwave. Stick with us. It's really going to get good here in a few, folks. Don't turn the dial. See you in three.